Well, as you said, everybody likes stories. The one about the lady with the aneurysm has been with me. I think I saw it on 60 Minutes. You know, they did a piece on it. It was absolutely incredible. And at the end, they asked the doctor, well, doctor, for those 40 minutes, where was she?
Right.
He just said, I don't know.
Right, right. And I heard one a couple of years ago, Art, that's really quite fascinating like this. And I heard this from a well-known psychotherapist, a very fine woman who's about my age. I'm 60 now. And it happened to her son, who was 30 years old at the time, and it happened to him about 4 years before she told it to me. I also heard this from a cardiologist in Washington who had also... looked into the case through this same woman, psychotherapist. And what happened was that her son, who was 30 and who was a very macho individual, specifically he was a firefighter, and you know that generally my experience anyway has been that those are very sensitive, sweet people, but also there's a macho culture to it.
Oh, absolutely.
So this young man had at age 30 a dissecting aneurysm of the aorta. And if you are not medically informed and you don't know what that is, you're lucky almost, because I'm not going to induce hyperventilation spells in your listeners by explaining what that is, but believe me, it is a gosh awful circumstance.
Mm-hmm.
And so very often people with it die. And so this young man was taken to the hospital in time, and they were able to operate on him to repair the aneurysm. But during the time on the in the operation, he did experience a cardiac arrest.
Mm-hmm.
And had a near-death experience. Now, concurrently with this, his wife was full-term pregnant. And about this time, she was delivering her daughter. Now, his perception was that as he went up through this tunnel, his young daughter was coming down the other way.
Holy mackerel, really.
Grabbed onto him, and in his rendition of it, pulled him back into his body.
Holy mackerel.
While he was in the hospital, and I saw photographs of this that his mother, as it were, showed me. They put his infant daughter on his chest while about 3 months he spent in the hospital. And as the young girl was about 4 at that time, and the grandmother or mother of this young man said that the daughter and her son were just absolutely inseparable.
God.
And you know, people often ask me, or they say, well, you know, they'll start telling me a story, and they'll say, oh, I guess you're bored by this. You've heard so many of them. And I always say, yes, yes, I find this so boring. You're telling me that your heart stopped beating for 20 minutes, and you got out of your body, and you saw a light, and you... Yeah, I find that very boring. And, of course, what I'm getting at there is that this never gets boring.
No.
This is intrinsically fascinating.
Of course it
and
is.
And inspiring, too. I mean, it does give hope, because just as we can't say for sure that this does show that there's a life after death, we can't say that it's not either. We just don't know. And certainly, it really does change the lives of the people to whom it happens.